For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by the Al and Angus Pub, Bonnet Sales and Service, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, and Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices, make sure you visit their website at stanleylawoffices.com. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Stanley Law Offices is a proud ML Sports Platter title sponsor. So let's get on over to a very important position in the NFL and in the draft. I think, honestly, after quarterback, you can argue either wide receiver one for obvious reasons to give that elite quarterback the main A number one target. You can argue defensive end, right? An edge rusher, somebody who has to get to the quarterback. It's hard. I mean, again, it could be a coin flip. I lean a little bit more towards the wide receiver thing just because it is an offensive game. But man, I mean, when you look at the teams that have been able to stop or contain, slow down, however you want to use the words, an elite quarterback on the biggest stage or biggest stages, playoffs, Super Bowl, etc. You think Sam Hubbard, Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals, bookend DNs, getting to Mahomes one of the times, rare times the last few years that the Chiefs did not win the Super Bowl, right? You think about those awesome giant defenses with the likes of the Strahans and the OCU Mignoras and those kind of players getting to Tom Brady a couple of times, right? Justin Tuck, you know, interior, exterior defensive players. You know, you think about Von Miller in the Super Bowl. Like, there are moments where you're like, ooh, maybe the D-end is the second most important position after the quarterback. And honestly, when you make those arguments, it You see it. You see it. So let's start with the first guy, a guy who's the first position rank, the overall 15 rank. He's a 91 grade type guy, and he's a guy who I've seen a lot of. I don't think it's just a blow away, you know, him and everybody else, like I think the tight end position is. And again, everything can change, right? It's where you go, the fit, the scheme, the coaching, the consistency, everything else that's around you that you can't control. You can, you know, you can control yourself and do everything you need to do, and a lot of things can fall through the cracks. We know that sometimes guys end up in better situations. All work ethics, all talent, all everything can be the same. You go to two different places, you lose out more than the other guy, and voila, right? That has happened so many times in the NFL. But Jared Verse is a guy who I've seen a ton of. Really, really unique career in college football, and he's really one of the more talented edge defenders, not just in this draft, but you know, in the last few drafts. You know, he can play high to the ground. He can play low to the ground. You know, he can disrupt so many different things, so many different ways. He started his college career at Albany and then ended up going to Florida State. Two-time first-team All-American. Two-time first-team All-ACC guy. Just totally dominant, man. You know, totally, totally dominant. He had 4 sacks, then 9.5 sacks at Albany. And then he goes to Power 5 Florida State, should have been in the college football playoff this past year, and he had 9 sacks each season for a collection of 31.5, you know, sacks in his college career. He also went for 38.5 tackles for a loss. He's just a guy with a high motor. He can play up, play down, stop the run, get to the quarterback. He's got great snap in his hips, hands, jumps out on tape. He can transition, speed, power, overwhelm blockers, great first step, great close, great bend, active hands, he slips blocks, he's a really, really good player. He'll be the first DN taken in this draft, undoubtedly, for me. Now, I don't think it's him and everybody else, because I think Darius Robinson's really good, too. I think he's a monster, 6'5", 285. Now, he didn't run well at the combine for a DN, but whatever. Lined up as a D-tackle earlier in his career, but played mostly on the outside in 2023. He's got great tape, great instincts. He's a natural, really polished player and a hand fighter and a guy who a lot of people think is actually more fundamentally sound than Jared Verse. So I think Robinson and Verse are both really, really close. They're both first-rounders. They're probably both top 20 picks. They may be top 15 picks, the way things are shaping up for defensive needs. You're talking about physical, tough run defenders, strength, hard edge guys, stacking, long arms. You know, I mean, he's really, really good. Verse and he have a lot in common in terms of what they can bring to the table. One of the differences would be Darius Robinson is 1.5 inches taller, and he's also 30 pounds heavier. So that's something to keep in mind as well. A lot of these other guys I haven't seen a ton of. Like, people love Braylon Trice out of Washington. You know, a guy who can move around. You can put him on the left and the right. He's a versatile dude. He's an anchor type guy. He's a hard edge dude against the run. He's a shooter. He's a shooter. You know, he locks out. He discards the tight end. He shoots the hands. He shoots the legs. Maximum effort. Big time driving ability. You know, he's listed as 274 on the site for the school. Weight, probably more about what his tape is, but, you know, in Indy, he weighed in at about 245, 250. He's got the short arms. He's got a few of the things that people try to cut him down on, but a really nice player. I do think that the two guys first mentioned are absolutely the head of the class. I think they're head and shoulders above. Now, again, things can change. Other guys can shoot up. Something could happen to Robinson and Verse. You never know. An injury, inconsistent coaching, bad culture, multiple places, things not working out. Everything is on the table in the NFL. It's so hard. It's so crazy. It's so unpredictable. But as of today, I think Robinson and Verse are head and shoulders above everybody else. A lot of people do like Braylon Trice, though. Coming up next, I'm going to break down, not break down, but at least list some of these other guys and talk about a couple of guys who I've seen play, but the D-end room is filled with guys who I think it's just going to be a position this year where you take a chance on some guys. If you have a need, you have D-end, or you want to fill in, you know, some gaps, plug and play, you can do that too. You want to add some depth at D-end. There's a lot of guys here who are just really solid players who you can just add to a roster and grow on your club. ML Sports Platter brought to you by our great friends over at Welch & Company Jewelers, Bowers & Company CPAs, the Cicero Golf Store, and Brian Conboy of MassMutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning, no matter where you live in the United States, he can help you out at advisors.massmutual.com. Brian Conboy of advisors.massmutual.com's website in New York State. Mass Mutual. He can help you out with that financial plan right now, whether you're going to college, you want to start early, maybe you have kids going to college, maybe you're retiring, whatever the case may be, changing jobs. Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. More on the defensive end room NFL draft next on The Platter.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike Lindsley back with you here, brought to you by CH Insurance, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, and our friends at Bonnet Sales and Service is the ML Sports Platter. And of course, you can log on to BonnetSalesandService.com if you're in and around Central New York. If your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service. Commercial and personal garage doors available today with free estimates as well. So 1-2-3, it's easy. Jared Verse, Florida State, Darius Robinson, Missouri, and then Braylon Trice out of Washington. From there, you have a lot of guys who could be really solid, steady guys in the NFL. I like Miles Cole out of Texas Tech. You know, Brennan Jackson, Washington State's been gaining a lot of traction lately. Marshawn Keeneland, Nealon from Western Michigan. You hear a lot about him. he's been shooting up the draft boards like crazy. Really long arms, takes on blockers. Flash, athleticism, explosiveness, great combine, and he's a lateral guy, and he flashes that inside move as well. People love this dude. Love him. And I think, you know, Marshawn Nealon could be a really good fit for a lot of people. A lot of these guys, too, in the defensive end room, it's a very, very, you know, guys aren't, you know, 6'2", 3'10", as much as they are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and between 245 and 270. You know, it's an agile, it's a lot more of an agile, quick step, blast through type of position now. Eric Watts of UConn, Cedric Johnson of Ole Miss, Gabriel Murphy of UCLA, Nelson Caesar of Houston, Trajan Jeffcoat of Arkansas. Xavier Thomas is an interesting one from Clemson. For a couple of reasons. He's 6'3", 250. A lot of people know that Clemson has that pedigree. They've got the defensive line pedigree. Defensive ends, defensive tackles. They've succeeded at the next level. It's very interesting to watch and see, you know, how these guys are going to continue to flourish. Bottom line is, Clemson has the pedigree. You know, they've got that past success to lean on. The proof is in the pudding. Guys have done well. Hey, you know what? Let's just take a chance on this because it's worked in so many places before. If you don't think that that takes place, I don't know what to tell you. You know, example A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're stuck. Do we really want to take the best player on the board? Do we want this? Let's go SEC because it's the best conference in football. Let's go with the Clemson defensive end or tackle because it's worked in so many cases. Let's take an Alabama wide receiver. Like you get the point, okay? Xavier Thomas appears to be, you know, around a 55, 60 grade. But you never know. He could be taken in the fifth, sixth round, and he could flourish more than anybody on this chart. Never know. Grayson Murphy, UCLA. Gabe Hall of Baylor. You got Oki Anoma from Charlotte. I don't know anything about the rest of these guys. Solomon Bird at USC. David Ukwunu out of Houston. And then you have Braden McGregor, who's an interesting case out of Michigan. I don't remember a lot about this guy, but again, Jim Harbaugh told everybody that, you know, you're going to see about 16 to 20 NFL players on this roster. Braden McGregor is going to make the NFL. We just don't know where, but he's on the Michigan team that, again, great defense, great coming from a great culture, Harbaugh, well-coached, defensive dude, 6'5", 260. He has a lot of the looks of a plug-and-play guy, and he could play special teams. So, you know what? You need those guys on the roster, too. So, defensive end is going to be a very interesting position, but I do think that the head of the class is Jared Verse of Florida State and Darius Robinson of Missouri. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by Burn Dairy. It's all good. Make sure you gas up your vehicle today at Burn Dairy, plus chocolate milk for the kids and the donuts and coffee on your way into work. Burn Dairy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to Camillus Golf Club and Brewerton Ace Hardware. Get on over to Brewerton Ace Hardware today for everything inside and outside your home, including patio grills, pizza ovens, all of your pool supplies, garden supplies, and more. All the top-of-the-line steel products as well at Brewerton Ace Hardware, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Hey, don't forget to follow me and on YouTube. Subscribe to the page there at ML Sports Platter. And all over the social channels, Mike L Sports on Twitter and ML Sports Platter everywhere else. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation in losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.